Vamos a tener un mercado invernal de agricultores en Holyoke el primer y tercer sábado del mes, de 11 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde, en el edificio War Memorial, en frente de la McDonald's, en Holyoke. Va a haber gente que habla español ahí para que vayan, compren vegetales con su dinero gratis del programa HEAP, con sus estampillas de comida. Nos vemos ahí.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Margot Wise, who is the co-organizer of the new Holyoke Winters Farmers Market. And it happens every other Saturday, the first and third Saturday of the month through the end of March. Margot, also a co-founder of the Holyoke Food and Equity Collective, which is an astounding and innovative enterprise there. And we're here to talk about both of those things. First, the first Holyoke Winters Farmers Market was this past Saturday. But Margot, what's the vision behind the Holyoke Winter Farmers Market?
The vision is to create more food access in Holyoke. Holyoke has a lot of bodegas, a lot of corner stores. There's not a lot of places to get fresh food here, fresh vegetables and fruits in particular. We're going to make that more available to people. We're also going to make available the opportunity for people to use the HIP incentive program, which is where they can get free money essentially by using their EBT card, their SNAP card, anywhere between $40 and $80, depending on the size of the family.
What happens is you come with your SNAP card, you use it to buy your carrots, and automatically you get a refund back into your SNAP account. It's $40 to $80, depending on the size of the household, of actually produce that is not costing you anything because it's expanding your SNAP budget.
And I know that Governor Baker has just extended the pandemic EBT as well through the end of the year. So there's no reason not to try to go and use your SNAP benefits for fresh, healthy vegetables in a place like Holyoke Winter Farmers Market, which will be happening a week from this Saturday. Who is expected to be at these Holyoke Winter Farmers Markets? Margot, who is one of the co-organizers of this new Holyoke Winter Farmers Market?
So we have four great farms, and we intentionally limited it to four because only 25 people total are allowed inside the building at once because of COVID. The farms are Red Fire Farm, Atlas Farm, DNR Farms, which has meat and eggs, and also Apex Orchards. So we'll have fruit, veggies, meat and eggs. And we're going to have some of Holyoke Food and Equity Collective's volunteers. There will always be a Spanish-speaking volunteer at the market so that people that don't speak English can go there and buy stuff easily. We are particularly targeting lower income folks with our marketing because we really want people to take advantage of that HIP money. And there is just a lot of food insecurity right now, much more than last year, much more than before. And we really want to give people access to really healthy, good food.
So I'm so glad about this market, because when you have a place to buy food that's coming from your community and coming from farmers that live in the valley, that's kind of reconnecting a bond that has been broken in the past. It's just crazy that there are people who are not able to buy food that's grown here. And every way that we can, you know, mend that broken connection, it's us creating more community for everyone, regardless of what language is spoken or where people are coming from. We're all neighbors, and we must make this local food available to everyone.
Where in Holyoke, Margot?
It's at the Holyoke War Memorial Building, which, if you're familiar with Holyoke, it's right across from the McDonald's. It's on 310 Appleton Street.
It's ironic that it's at the War Memorial Building, because the creator, the instigator of the first winter farmers market in the area was Juanita Nelson, who lived in Woolman Hill. It was a staunch anti-war activist and a food justice advocate. And I have a shirt that was hers that was given to me after she passed away that says "Food, not bombs." So it's good to take over a war memorial with a farmer's market, I think. Speaking with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Margot Wise, who is the co-organizer of the new Holyoke Winter Farmers Market, every other Monday, the first and third Mondays. Now, the other thing that you're involved with, Margot, is the Holyoke Food and Equity Collective, which some of our listeners may be familiar with because Neftali Duran has been on the show talking about it, as well as on the March for the Food Bank talking about it. But for those who aren't familiar with the Holyoke Food and Equity Collective, tell us what that's all about.
We actually are just a group of volunteers. We're currently working on a hen ordinance so people can have backyard hens in Holyoke. We did a seedling share in the spring so that people could buy seedlings with their SNAP, their HIP money, actually. We have started a pretty sizable gleaning operation. We gleaned about 50,000 pounds of food this summer and fall, and we plan to do a lot more next year. We have over 100 volunteers now, so we really are going to ramp up the gleaning. And we've applied for a grant to build backyard gardens for people, garden boxes for residents in Holyoke. So that's also on the horizon. And this farmers market is a huge part of what we're doing. We're collaborating with the Chamber of Commerce on it. So it's not just us. But
it's such important work. And it is amazing and astounding if you go to Holyoke to walk through and see, you know, how limited access is to so many people in the downtown area to fresh, healthy food. So making sure that that food is available via the means of this new Holyoke Winter Farmers Market, the gleaning projects that you've got going on, even the backyard chickens. Think of how vital eggs may be in your life and may be easy for you to go to the store and pick up some eggs, but how much easier would it be if you had chickens in your backyard? And yet the Holyoke City Council not making it easy for the neighbors in Holyoke to have this happen. And folks like Margo Wise and the Holyoke Food and Equity Collective are working to bring equity. It is not charity, as one Neftali Duran reminds us all frequently with food justice. It is not a charity issue. It's an equity issue. And that's what you're all working for. And I'm behind you.
I think you don't have to be a genius to realize that our valley is geographically divided by race and class. Hamden County, Holyoke, Springfield, Chicopee, basically that's where all the brown people live. I mean, generally speaking. So Holyoke is more than 50% Puerto Rican. We have higher rates of food insecurity. So these things are linked. It's based on historical racism in our country. And what we do, we think is really important, is that all of our volunteers and our vendors for the farmers markets have to go through anti-racism trainings before we bring them in and have them work with us. And we think this is really important because most of them are going to be coming from more white communities into a community that is more people of color, more lower income folks, and it is not their community. So we think it's really important to raise awareness in our volunteers, also in our farms, our vendors, on how to be sensitive, how to interact with people, and how to understand the integrity and the humanity of the people that they're working with.
When I first left this country, I went to Calcutta, India, and I went with a white savior mentality. And I saw what poverty looks like in its most abject forms and left that first trip realizing I had so much more to learn from the people that I was with than I had to offer them. When I went back to Calcutta, I went with a much different perspective. And I've taken that with me for my entire life. And I think it's great what the Holyoke Food and Equity Collective is doing and saying, you're not going to go be taking selfies of you working with black and brown people here. You're going to do some real work and you're going to learn some real lessons and hopefully bring a little more equity to this issue while you're volunteering and as you go about your life. And I appreciate that so much and the work that you're doing. Margo Wise, with the Holyoke Food and Equity Collective and with the new Holyoke Winter Farmers Market, the first and third Saturday of the month through the end of March in Holyoke. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, we're always advocating for food justice. You can learn more at buylocalfood.org.